That's taken from the album No Goodbyes, a compilation album of Darryl Hall and John Oates. Well, my next track is from a band called Buffalo Springfield, Neil Young's first band that started out in Canada in the year of 1965. And here's a song he still plays up to date. It's called I Am a Child. Oh, Supertramp. A song called Child of Vision. And what a piece of keyboard playing. I guess that was Rick Davies on vocals and keyboards. Backed up by Bob Benberg on drums there. That's a song called Child of Vision. Here's the title track of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's album. This is called Deja Vu. That means already seen, and if you listen to the words of that song, you would have found out it's about reincarnation. David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash and Neil Young, taken from an album called So Far. Here's one from Fleetwood Mac, it's called Dreams. And just by the way, did you know Elizabeth Taylor, staying at her New York flat with Rock Hudson, can't have her pet dogs with her? So she phones 4,000 miles every day to have the animals bark down the phone to her after she's checked to see how they are. Well, you can do that to me, and the number is 22416. And I don't mean bark down the phone, I mean give me a request or a dedication.
TLCR, your local community radio station, bringing you all the local news and information, as well as the best in music, both new and old. Ring us here at 22416 or write to us at TLCR Kickham Street, Thurles.
Yes, and there is a matinee of that on today, so why don't you join Perks Fun Fair today? They're all the way from y'all, and do support them, because £700 of their proceeds are going to the Ursuline New Building School Fund. Here's one from Jackson Browne, the title track of the album, Running on Empty. Yes, more music from the year of 1977. That was Jackson Browne bringing us up to 2 minutes gone past half four. Well, that was recorded live on stage at Merriweather Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, on the 27th of August in 1977. Well, I'm just after getting a very special request here. It's for Jim and Paddy Cummins from Rahilty, and it's Love from All the Marys. And I was supposed to play this at 4:30, but I think they'll be still listening. And they want a nice, low, slow song. I think this one should do. It's Jim Croce. It's called Time in a Bottle.
If I could say time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
Well, that was for Jim and Paddy Cummins. I hope they liked that. And that was from All the Marys, as I said before. Here's the second one from Jim Croce. It's called One Less Footsteps.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name.
And I should have said it earlier on. That goes out especially for Sister Angela Ryan of the Presentation Convent here in Thurles.
Pass me by.
Yes, and I believe Sister Angela Ryan is a very good listener of mine, so I hope she liked that one. Well, here's one from Steve Miller Band, and it's called Take the Money and Run. There you have them, the Steve Miller Band. And they had great success last year with a song called Abracadabra. It's called Take the Money and Run, and that it was the live version. Well, you know, we have problems in Ireland with overcrowded jails, but people in America seem to have the answer to that. Some petty criminals will soon be permitted to serve their sentences at home. So long as they wear an electronic handcuff, it will tell on them if they leave. A company in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is developing a device to tell law enforcement authorities where offenders are. Their idea is that people convicted of drunken driving, for example, would normally report to jail for the evening after a day's work will be allowed to serve their confinements at home. The electronic leash and anklet with a small package of electronic gear attached works by emitting a digital code through telephone lines. If the wearer goes more than 1,000 feet from his home phone, a computer is alerted at the police headquarters. Here's James Taylor, a song called Blossom.
Smile from sunshine down my way. Lately I've been lonesome, blossom, it's been much too long a day. Seems my dreams have...
Well, if there's any Gordon Lightfoot fans out there, you'll know a lot of his music gravitates around conservationism. Well, I think this song is the best example of that. It's called Canadian Railroad Triology. Time at TLCR is 4:45. If you just joined us, a very good evening. You're listening to Paul Ryan. I'll be with you here till 6:00.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run. When the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun.
And that's Gordon Lightfoot way out on his own.
T-L-C-R.
Right, time to speed things up here on TLCR. Here's one from 1975 from a man called Bruce Springsteen, taken from the album Born to Run. This is called She's the One.
That no one can fill. With a landowner,
album Born to Run, there you go, Bruce Springsteen, from the year of 1975, a song called She's the One. Well, a bit of sports news for you now. Kilkenny have won the match up here in Thurles. The score is 2-14 to Kilkenny, and Limerick is 2-12. And also Sligo Rovers beat Bohemians 2-1 in the final of the FAI Cup. One more before we reach this week's brand new American Top 30. It's Janis Joplin. It's called Cry Cry Baby.
Bye, bye, baby, bye-bye. I may be seeing you all around when I change my living standard and I move uptown. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. So long, my right here.